Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI FM in Rochester, New York, and is funded by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council.
Say, there's a little rhythm, rhythm, rhythm. The pit-pats through my brain. So darn persistent, the day isn't distant when it will drive me insane. Comes in the morning.
This is Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Accident becomes serendipity with a little help from the calendar. Nearly all the songwriters to follow were born in 1895 or 1896, and wait till you hear what they accomplished.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
These songwriters created a distinctive American popular music in the first quarter of the 20th century. The music was melodic and jazzy, syncopated, and the lyrics were conversational and witty. To see how far they took the American song in a very short time, you only need to listen to a couple of songs from the year they were born. These two, A Cakewalk and A Sentimental Ballad, are from 1896. The David Dusing Singers, Eli Green's Cakewalk, and Joan Morris with William Bolcom in The Baggage Coach Ahead.
Up in the sky there's a yellow moon a-peepin', and through the trees there's the northern lights a-gleamin'. What's going on? What's going on? Young men are all turning out. Gay little gals with their pretty eyes a-roving, down through the grove where the gentlemen are strolling. All hands dressed in their best. What's the rumpus all about?
Celebrating
down to the cakewalk,
we're
all a congregating.
My one stride, sleeve and stride, chock full of fun and delight.
This is the time every fellow is a dandy, feels just as sweet as a stick of sugar candy.
Extra fine, right in line, all of in and out of sight.
Oh, swing round and show your clothes, my lady.
Keep it in here. We've paid for our berths and want rest. But never a word said the man with the child as he fondled it close to his breast. Where is its mother? Go take it to her. This lady then softly said, I wish that I could, was the man's sad reply. But she's dead. Just a few short years, for baby's face brings pictures of a cherished hope that's dead. But baby's cries can't waken her in the baggage coach ahead. Every eye filled with tears when his story he told of a wife who was faithful and true. He told how he'd saved all his earnings for years just to build up a home for two. How in heaven had sent them this sweet little babe. Their young, happy lives were blessed. His heart seemed to break when he mentioned her name, and in tears tried to tell them the rest. Every woman arose to assist with the child. There were mothers and wives on that train, and soon was the little one sleeping in peace, with no thought of sorrow or pain. Next morn at a station he bade all goodbye. God bless you, he softly said. Each one had a story to tell.
The David Dusing Singers, with Sadie Kominsky and Dave Reed's Eli Green's Cakewalk, and Joan Morris with Gussie Davis and Stephen Dankner's In the Baggage Coach Ahead. You're listening to Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Lorenz Hart, Oscar Hammerstein, Yip Harburg, and more. Nearly all were born in the middle of the 1890s, and all were central to the formation of the Great American Songbook. Along the way are the reasons and causes, but a lot of it was just plain luck. I suppose you could say that the American musical goes back to ancient Greece, where theater combined dialogue, music, and dance. Even so, a batch of Jewish males born in New York City within a few months of one another created the most brilliant theater lyrics in the history of the English language. It's hard not to agree that Lorenz Hart was the major formative figure. He worked almost exclusively with Richard Rodgers from their first hit in 1925 to their last in 1943. His career truly began with the Garrick Gaieties and its hit song. These are the California Ramblers with Manhattan.
Thank you.
The California Ramblers, Manhattan. Most of these songwriters, especially the lyricists, wrote for musicals. They may also have written for the movies or Tin Pan Alley, but mainly they did their work for Broadway. Hart's natural language was witty and inventive. He loved to solve impossible rhymes, and he replaced the maudlin sentimentality of earlier ballads with a bittersweet view of love. Two other lyricists came close to Hart in influence and importance. Yip Harburg, who hated to come out and say I love you, was, like Hart, a master of verbal play, while Oscar Hammerstein, who began an operetta, preferred simple, straightforward emotion. Harburg wrote It's Only a Paper Moon for a 1932 Broadway flop called The Great Magoo. That same year, Hammerstein and Jerome Kern collaborated on one of their few Broadway successes in the 1930s, Music in the Air. Nat King Cole, It's Only a Paper Moon, and Michael Feinstein, The Song Is You.
But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believe in me. Without your love, it's a honky-tonk parade. Without your love, it's a melody played on a penny arcade. It's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as phony as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believe in me. It's a honky-tonk parade. Without your love, it's a melody played on a penny arcade. It's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as phony as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believe in me.
I hear music when I touch your hand. a beautiful melody from some enchanted land. Deep down in my heart, I hear it say, is this the day? Must it be forever inside of me? Why can't I let it go? Why can't I let you know? Why can't I let you know the song my heart would sing? That spring, the music is sweet, the words are true, the song is you.
Nat Cole, It's Only a Paper Moon, and Michael Feinstein, The Song Is You. These song lyricists and their composer collaborators came into their own in the 20s. They provided the propulsive energy to the songs that reflected the propulsive energy of the time. The songs were alternately sweet and giddy as the children of immigrants created the free-for-all sound of America in the aftermath of the First World War. Irving Caesar wasn't one of the great lyricists, but he was an impressive professional who produced very good songs and important hits for decades. He and Vincent Humans wrote one of the longest-running musicals of the 20s, No, No, Nanette. Rebecca Luker and George Dvorsky, Tea for Two.
Discontented with homes that are rented, so I have invented my own. Darling, this place is a lover's oasis where life's weary chase is unknown. Far from the cry of the city, where flowers pretty caress the streams, cozy to hide in, side by side in, don't let it abide in my dreams. Just try to picture you upon my knee.
Just tea for two and two for tea.
just me for you and you for me alone. Nobody near us to see us or hear us.
No friends or relations on weekend vacations.
We won't have it known, dear, that we own a telephone, dear.
Day will break and I'll awake and start to bake a sugar cake.
For me to take, for all the boys to see. How happy we would be.
You are revealing a scene so appealing, I can't help but feeling for you.
Darling, I planned it, can't you understand it? It's yours to command it, so do.
All that you say I'm admiring, it's worth desiring, but can't you see? For some future date, dear, it won't be too late, dear, for me. And then just picture me upon your knee, just tea for two.
And two for tea, just me for you, and you for me alone. To see us or hear us.
No friends or relations on weekend vacations.
We won't have it known, dear, that we own a telephone, dear.
Day will break and I'll awake and start to bake a sugar cake.
For me to take, for all the boys to see.
Rebecca Luker and George Dvorsky, Tea for Two. No songwriters were more important to creating the sound of the 20s than Ray Henderson, Lou Brown, and Buddy DeSilva. Once they signed a contract for a show, they would move to Atlantic City where the finished show would eventually try out. They take three suites, install a piano, and go to work, taking a break only for meals and an occasional stroll on the boardwalk. Mainly, they worked with music and lyrics moving back and forth between them. Henderson, 1896, provided the tunes, Brown, 1893, the jokes, and De Silva, 1895, the sophistication. From the hit 1927 musical Good News, Jack Hilton's orchestra with The Best Things in Life Are Free.
Shining for you and me. The flowers in spring, the birdies that sing, the sunbeams that shine, they're yours, they're mine, and enough can come to everyone. The best things in life are free.
Jack Hilton's orchestra, The Best Things in Life Are Free. You're listening to the Peabody Award-winning Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. The frivolous 20s gave way to the darker 30s. Broadway had many fewer shows during these difficult times, and those that succeeded were often elegant and sophisticated, as if daring the Depression to take them down. The revues of the 30s were less extravagant than the Ziegfeld Follies that preceded them, but they were sharp and satiric, or sleek and debonair. For some of the best sophisticated revues, Arthur Schwartz wrote the romantic melodies, and Harold Dietz, born in 1896, wrote the lyrics. For the satiric revue Americana, a new lyricist named Yip Harburg joined composer Jay Gorney, also born in 1896. From the 1931 score to The Bandwagon, Fred Waring's orchestra with Dancing in the Dark, and from the 1932 score to Americana, The Weavers with Brother, Can You Spare a Dime?
Dancing in the dark.
To tell me I was building a dream, and so I followed the mob. When there was earth to plow or guns to bear, I was always there, right there on the job. They used to tell me I was building a dream with peace and glory ahead. Why should I be standing in line, just waiting for bread? Once I built a railroad, made it run, made it race against time. Once I built a railroad, now it's done. Brother, can you spare a dime? Once I built a tower to the sun, made of brick and rivet and lime. Once I built a tower, now it's done. Brother, can you spare a dime? Once in khaki suits, gee, we looked swell, full of that Yankee doodly-dum. Half a million boots went slogging through hell, and I was the guy with the drum. Say, don't you remember, they called me Al. It was Al all the time. Say, don't you remember, I'm your pal. Buddy, can you spare a dime?
Fred Waring's orchestra, Dancing in the Dark, and The Weavers, Brother, Can You Spare a Dime? After George Gershwin died in 1937, his brother Ira, born in 1896, collaborated with a number of composers. In the 1930s, he worked on a review with composer Harold Arlen and his boyhood friend Jip Harburg. Then in the 40s, he wrote two musicals with Kurt Weill, who'd fled the Nazis and settled in New York, though by then Ira was living in Hollywood. They solved the problem of geography when Weill later moved west. Jessica Stone and Graham Rowett, Let's Take a Walk Around the Block, and Gertrude Lawrence, Saga of Jenny.
I never traveled further north than old Van Cortlandt Park, and never further south than the aquarium. I've seen the charm of Jersey City, but first let me remark, I saw it from the Empire State Solarium. But I've been putting nickels in the Postal Savings Bank, and when those nickels pile up, we can toddle off and swank. And I don't mean an ordinary cook's tour, I mean a cabin deluxe tour. Someday we'll go places, new lands and new faces, the day we quit punching the clock. The future looks pleasant, but at present, let's take a walk around the block. You're just a companion, I want at Grand Canyon, for throwing old blades down the rock. The money we have'll go for travel. Meantime, let's walk around the block. Onward to Cathay, then to Mandalay, then Vladivostok, where Bolsheviks flock. We'll send the folks cables,
accumulate labels,
buy souvenirs till we're in hock. But while we are flat in old Manhattan, let's take a walk around the block.
Someday we'll go places, new lands and new faces, the day we quit punching the clock. The future looks pleasant, but at present, let's take a walk around the block. You're just a companion, I want a Grand Canyon, for throwing old plays down the rock. The money we'll have
was a girl named Jenny, whose virtues were varied and many, excepting that she was inclined always to make up her mind. And Jenny points a moral with which we cannot quarrel, as you will find. Jenny made her mind up when she was three. She herself was going to trim the Christmas tree. Christmas Eve she lit the candles, threw the tapers away. Little Jenny was an orphan on Christmas Day. Jenny made her mind up when she was 12 that into foreign languages she would delve. But at 17 to Vassar it was quite a blow, that in 27 languages she couldn't say no.
Poor Jenny, bright as a penny, her equal would be hard to find.
To Jenny I'm beholden, her heart was big and golden, but she wouldn't make up her mind.
In foreign languages she couldn't say no.
Jenny made her mind up at 22. To get herself a husband was the thing to do. So she got herself all dolled up in her satins and furs. She got herself a husband, but he wasn't hers. Jenny made her mind up at 39. She would take a trip to the Argentine. She was only on vacation, but the Latins agree. Jenny was the one who started the good neighbor policy.
Poor Jenny, bright as a penny, her equal would be hard to find.
For passion doesn't vanish in Portuguese or Spanish, and she wouldn't make up her mind.
She instituted the good neighbor policy.
Jenny made her mind up at 75. She would live to be the oldest woman alive. But gin and rum and whiskey play such funny tricks, and Jenny kicked the bucket at 76.
Jenny points a moral with which you cannot quarrel, makes a lot of common sense.
Jenny and her saga prove that you are gaga if you don't keep sitting on the fence.
Jenny and her story point the way to glory to all men and womankind.
Anyone with vision comes to this decision. Don't make up, you shouldn't make up, you mustn't make up or never make up.
Anyone with vision comes to this decision.
From Life Begins at 840, Jessica Stone and Graham Rowett, Let's Take a Walk Around the Block. And from Lady in the Dark, Gertrude Lawrence, Saga of Jenny. Although most of these songs came from Broadway musicals, some are in the new talkies beginning in the late 20s. Gnatio Herb Brown, born in 1896, and Arthur Freed in 1894, were the movie's first important songwriting team. For Broadway Melody of 1929, they wrote the title song. This is Chris Grenendahl.
There may be streets that have their sorrow. A tear today, a smile tomorrow. But there's a street that lives in glory. It always tells the same old story. Don't bring a frown to old Broadway. You've got to clown on Broadway. Your troubles there are out of style, for Broadway always wears a smile. A million lights, they flicker there. A million hearts beat quicker there. No skies of gray on the great white way. That's the Broadway melody. Don't bring a frown to old Broadway. You've got to clown on Broadway. Your
got troubles there are out of style. For Broadway always wears a smile. A million lights, they flicker there. A million hearts beat quicker there. No skies of gray on the great white way. That's the Broadway melody.
Broadway, you magic street, river of humanity, I have trudged my weary feet down your gay white way, dreaming a million dreams of fame, yearning for you to know my name. Broadway, you have heard the stories of a lot of tears and glories, but you always are the same, always playing in the game, noisy, hurry with your bustle, scrambling, dizzy, full of hustle, jazzy, silly, brassy, thrilly, Broadway singing, Broadway's music, at the Broadway melody.
Chris Grenendahl with Broadway Melody. Although Brown was a major movie composer, he never thought much of his songs. He much preferred the few extended orchestral pieces he wrote, but his reputation rests on his smaller undertakings. Although he did most of his important work in the 20s and 30s, he wrote his last important song in 1941 for the movie Ziegfeld Girl, starring Hedy Lamarr, Lana Turner, and Judy Garland. The lyricist was Gus Kahn, 10 years Brown's senior. Joan Morris, You Stepped Out of a Dream.
I've had a million dreams that never came true, until the lucky day I discovered you. You stepped out of a dream. You are too wonderful to be what you seem. Could there be eyes like yours? Could there be lips like yours? Could there be smiles like yours? Honest and truly, you stepped out of a cloud. I want to take you away, away from the crowd, and have you all to myself, alone and apart, out of a dream, safe in my heart. Stepped out of a cloud. I want to take you away, away from the crowd, and have you all to myself, alone and apart, out of a dream, safe in my heart.
Joan Morris, You Stepped Out of a Dream. In addition to writing for Broadway and the movies, sometimes these writers just wrote songs, hit songs. Nevertheless was a hit in the early 30s when Bing Crosby and Rudy Valley recorded it, and then again in 1950 when four different recordings had large sales. With music by Harry Ruby, who was born in 1895, and words by Bert Kalmar, this is Nevertheless, performed by Ruth Etting.
I knew the time had to come when I beheld
more than I'll get, but nevertheless I'm in love with you. Somehow I know at a glance the terrible chances I'm taking. Though it was fine at the start, then left with a heart that is breaking. I know that maybe I'll live a life of regret. Maybe I'll give much more than I'll get, but nevertheless I'm in love with you.
Ruth Etting, Nevertheless. Harry Woods is perhaps the least well-known of all these songwriters, although he had his own full complement of hits. He often collaborated with lyricists, but most of the time he's worked as both a composer and a lyricist. He wrote most of his songs for Tin Pan Alley, but eventually contributed songs for movies, though he never wrote a complete score. He too was born in 1896, and in 1932, working with Gus Kahn, he wrote A Little Street Where Old Friends Meet. This is Tony Bennett.
It's just a little street where old friends meet. I'd love to wander back someday to you. It may be old and sort of tumbled down, but it means a lot to folks in my hometown. Although I'm rich or poor, I still feel sure I'm welcome as the flower in May. It's just a little street where old friends meet and treat you in the same old way. Take it round. Still feel sure I'm welcome as the flowers in May. It's just a little street where old friends meet and treat you in the same old way. Not Basin Street or even Easy Street. It's just a little street where old friends meet.
Tony Bennett, A Little Street Where Old Friends Meet. The talent was there, and so was the hard work to bring it to fruition. But the timing was something they had no control over. Yet the attitudes and values of their time gave these songwriters born just before the century turned an outlook and a sense of language that enriched our songs for half a century. Andrew Crouch is the senior audio producer. I'm Michael Lasser. The show's Fascinating Rhythm.
Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI-FM in Rochester, New York. Support for this program is provided by this station and by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council. For a playlist of this week's program, or to listen to Fascinating Rhythm online, visit wxxi.org/rhythm.